وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيك حضرة مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his rahmah and blessings on you. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfill all your needs of deen, dunya and akhirah. Ameen. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَارْكَعُوا مَعَ الرَّاكِعِينَ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّكَ رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ وَسَلَامٌ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ اللَّهُمَّ صَلِّ عَلَى سَيِّدِنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِ سَيِّدِنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَبَارِكْ وَسَلِّمْ اللَّهُمَّ صَلِّ عَلَى سَيِّدِنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِ سَيِّدِنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَبَارِكْ وَسَلِّمْ اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, continuing with the rewards for Salah, today we're discussing the reward for a person who leaves home to offer Salat in congregation and then he finds that the congregation is over. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever performs a complete wudu and leaves for the congregational salah and finds that the people have already offered their salah, Allah gives him a reward equal to he who offered it with congregation without their rewards being decreased in any way. Sa'ad ibn al-Musayyib radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, death approached a person from the Ansar. So he said, I am going to relate the hadith to you. The only reason for doing so is to get the reward for it from Allah. I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, if one of you performs a perfect wudu and then leaves to offer the congregational salat, then for every time he raises his right foot, Allah records a good deed in his favor. And every time he places his left foot on the ground, Allah wipes out one sin from him. So he may either take big steps or small steps. When he comes to the masjid and offers salah in congregation, he is forgiven. When he comes to the masjid and finds that part of the salah has been offered and part is still left, he should offer what is left and make up for the remainder which he missed. He will still receive the same reward. When he comes to the masjid and finds that the people have completed the entire salah, he should offer his salah and he will still receive the same reward. The reward for him who leads a people in salah and they are pleased with him. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there will be three people on mounds of musk. And thing he said on the day of resurrection, a slave who fulfills the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the rights of his master. A person, number two, who leads a people in salah and they are pleased with him. And number three, a person who calls out the adhan for the five salah every day and night. At-Tabarani rahmatullah alayhi also narrates the above tradition, but in the following words, there are three people who will not be terrified by the awesome terror of the resurrection and the reckoning of deeds will not afflict them. They will be on mounds of musk till the reckoning of all the creation is completed. A person who recited the Quran desiring the pleasure of Allah and led a people in salah thereby while they were pleased with him. He then relates the remainder of the hadith as above. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever leads a people in salah should fear Allah and he should know that he is responsible and answerable. If he leads them well, he shall receive the reward of all those who offer salah behind him without their rewards being decreased in any way. And whatever shortcoming there is in the path, there is in the salah, will be placed on his shoulders. The reward for saying Ameen, and the person whose Ameen coincides with the Ameen of the angels. Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala narrates, says Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when the Imam says, غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ, not those who have earned your wrath, nor those who have gone astray, then say Ameen. For surely he whose statement coincides with that of the angels, then his past sins are forgiven. Another tradition states, when one of you says Ameen, and the angels in the heavens say Ameen, and one of them coincides with the other, then his past sins are forgiven. The tradition of Imam Nasai rahmatullahi states, when the Imam says غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ, not those who have earned your wrath, nor those who have gone astray, then they say Ameen. For surely he whose statement coincides with that of the angels, then all those who are in the masjid will be forgiven. The word Ameen means, O Allah, accept this supplication, or let it be so. Abu Musa radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when you offer salah, straighten your rows, and one from amongst you should lead you in the salah. When he says Allahu Akbar, you should also say Allahu Akbar. When he says غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ, not those who have earned your wrath, nor those who have gone astray, then say Ameen. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will reply to you. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when the Imam says غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ, not those who have earned your wrath, nor those who have gone astray. Those who are behind him say Ameen, the Ameen of those of the heavens and the angels, and those of the earth, humans, meet. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then forgives the servant his past sins. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, the likeness of he who does not say Ameen is similar to a person who joins the people in battle. The people draw lots and their shares come out, but his share does not come out. So he asks, why has my share not come out? A reply is given, you did not say Ameen. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the Jews are not so envious of you with regard to anything as they are with regard to saying Ameen. You should therefore say it in abundance. Anas radiallahu ta'ala narrates, we were sitting in the company of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he said, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu gave me three things. He gave me salah that is offered in rows. He gave me a greeting, a salam, that is a greeting of the people of paradise. He gave me the Ameen. He did not give these things to any of the prophets before me, except that he gave Harun alayhi salam the Ameen. Musa alayhi salam used to supplicate, and Harun alayhi salam would say Ameen. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Jews were mentioned in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, so he said, they are not so envious of us with regard to anything as they are of three things. Number one, the Jumu'ah, this is a Friday prayer to which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided us and from which they deviated. Number two, the Qibla to which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided us. And number three, our saying Ameen behind the Imam. Ibn Khuzaymah rahmatullahi narrates a shorter version of this tradition. The Jews are not so envious of you with regard to anything as they are of Ameen and Salam. The reward for offering Salah in the first row. Al-Barra ibn Azib radiallahu ta'ala narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to go to the end of the row and straighten the chest and shoulders of the people. And he used to say, let there not be crookedness, or else your hearts will disunite. Surely Allah and His angels send salutations to the first row. And Nu'man ibn Bashir radiallahu ta'ala narrates, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, surely Allah and His angels send salutations to the first row or to the first rows. Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, surely Allah and His angels send salutations to the first row. The companions asked, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the second row? He said, surely Allah and His angels send salutation to the first row. The companions radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked, and on the second row? He said, and on the second row. Al-Irbad ibn Sariya radiallahu ta'ala narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to seek forgiveness for the first row 3 times, and for the second row 2 times. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if people only knew the reward for calling out the adhan and the first row, and they are only able to do these deeds by drawing lots, they would have drawn lots in order to be able to do them. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best row of the men is the first row, and the worst is the last row, and the best row of the women is the last row, and the worst is the first row. The reward for Salah on the right side of the rows. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, surely Allah, His angels send salutations to the right side of the rows. The reward for he who joins the row or fills a gap in the row. Al-Barra ibn Azib radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to go from one end to the other end of the row and touch our shoulders and chests. He used to say, let there not be crookedness or else your hearts will disunite. He also used to say, surely Allah and His angels send salutations to those who join gaps in the rows. Imam ibn Majah rahmatullah alayhi adds, whoever fills a gap, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises his rank by one, and there is not a step that is more beloved in the sight of Allah than a step a person takes in order to join a gap in the row. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, surely Allah and His angels send salutations to those who join the gaps in the rows. At-Tabrani rahmatullah alayhi narrates a similar tradition as the above from Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, but adds, when a person fills a gap in a row, Allah certainly raises his rank and the angels shower goodness unto him. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever joins a row, Allah shall join him. Whoever breaks a row, Allah shall break him. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever fills a gap in the row, Allah shall raise his rank and build for him a house in paradise. Abu Juhayfa radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever fills a gap in the row is forgiven. Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there are 2 steps, one of which is most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the other is most detested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As for the step which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, is when a person sees a gap in a row and fills it. As for the one which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala detests, is when a person who is sitting down and wants to stand up, he stretches out his right leg, places his hand on it, leans onto the leg, and then stands up. Alhamdulillah, we have read these ahadith. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making a concerted effort to be in the first row for salah, you know, and to be punctual and attentive when the imam is reciting, so that we can say our ameen as well, you know, which is part of a supplication when the imam says ghayril maghdubi alayhim waladdallin, we must say ameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and the hidayah to make amal. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.